Big events coming this weekend at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, where not only is a new season kicking off, but a new theater is debuting on the theater scene. And here to tell us about all that will be going on is Brian Phillips, who's the artistic director at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you had time to come and talk about this. You guys have been a little busy. I walk past the new theater site at Elm and 12th Street on a regular basis and have watched it go up rather rapidly, it seems, over the past year and a half or so. It's been a pretty amazing process. But you've actually had your doors open for a couple of weeks now, not for formal kinds of things, but open houses and such. What kind of reactions are you getting from people?
It's been fantastic. Just watching how stunned people are when they walk in, especially if they are patrons or donors that maybe have not walked the site in a long time. One of the great joys I had was on the first day of rehearsal for Midsummer, watching the cast walk in for the first time and watching their mouths just drop to the floor as they saw the building. So I think that we have exceeded expectations on the project, and I'm very proud of the space.
Well, maybe we should talk about the space a little bit, since many people listening may be aware that the theater is coming, but they may not know some of the details of it. So you are moving from your longtime space on Ray Street, which once was a movie theater, not really designed for live performance, and you're moving into a much larger facility with a lot more possibilities. So tell us about some of those kinds of things.
So it is specifically designed for us. So we worked with GBBN Architects and Schuler Shook Theater Consultants, and basically they asked us, what do we want to do? What kind of productions do we foresee doing in that space? First off, we have about 100 more seats than we had on Ray Street. So we are able to significantly increase our capacity. But because we have a configuration, which is a classical thrust, the audience wraps around that stage so that no seat is further than 20 feet from the action. So we almost doubled our capacity, but also doubled our intimacy. So that was very important.
The seats at Ray Street, where some were as far as more than 40 feet away from the stage.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, there were 14 rows and now there's six. Plus we have the upper gallery as well, which is a single row seating in the upper area, like a balcony almost. We have a catwalk that's been designed over the entire footprint of the thrust, which allows us significant lighting capability and sound capability that we never had before. So that's going to be fantastic. And all of the vertical and horizontal backstage and onstage issues that we had on Ray Street, those are gone as well. We have significant wing space, backstage space, and height. But one of the things that I think is fascinating about the space, though, is that the thrust stage has been designed to be flexible. So we can actually drop it down just below floor level and add 38 seats and be able to do proscenium performances as well when a show dictates. So our season closer this coming year will be Noises Off, and that will be a proscenium configuration.
Which is an interesting physical production to deal with, since sets have to turn around a couple of times.
Yes, exactly. Something we never would have been able to do on Ray Street.
Talk a little bit about what you've got sort of behind the proscenium now, because you've got greater capacity there too.
Yeah, so we are finally able to store multiple sets. We're able to build on site. So we have an on-site scene shop, which basically works in two layers. We have the first construction area, which is back in our back of house facility, which is the old Teamsters building where our offices and dressing rooms are in green room. And then connecting that shop to the backstage space is a much larger scenic area where we can assemble extremely large scenic elements and also paint them before it rolls into the backstage area through an acoustic door.
So a lot more flexibility and opportunity than you had previously. You've got an interesting season planned that will demonstrate some of the things that you're going to be able to do with various kinds of things. As we mentioned, you'll be able to use the more proscenium configuration for Noises Off. Your opening production is going to be A Midsummer Night's Dream, a favorite of many people. It's probably one of Shakespeare's greatest comedies. It's probably the most frequently produced comedy. Why did you choose it, and what are you going to be able to do with that that you might not have been able to do in your previous venue?
Well, it's a perfect comedy. It is amazing to see how all three of the plots that are happening at the same time converge perfectly. It is extremely accessible as well, and open to so many different interpretations, which is one of the reasons why I think it gets produced again and again and again, is you can always do something new with it. So we're very excited. about the cast we've assembled for it and the design team and the world that they're going to create. But for me, choosing that, one, it's been a long time since I've had the opportunity to direct Midsummer, but I know that it is one of the most accessible Shakespeare plays, and we wanted to make sure that we had the perfect play to invite all of Cincinnati and the region into our space to try out the space so that people that might have a little bit of Shakespeare would not be consumed by that and come in the door. And I think you'll see that in the entire season, that we wanted to make sure that we created a slate that allowed as many people as possible to try us out at the Otto M. Buttig Theater. And we are a Shakespeare company, that's the center of what we do, but we're also a classical theater company, so I think you're seeing a lot of the other types of programming we provide.
People should fear not, then, about coming to the theater. And in fact, the experience will be heightened by you have a beautiful lobby space with a bar.
Yes.
And people will, I'm sure, have the opportunity and enjoy it to come ahead of time, relax there, walk up the steps. Say something
yes,
about the
right.
steps.
Yes, right. So we have our grand staircase, which is 38 steps that take you from the lower gallery to the upper gallery, and every step is named after one of the plays in Shakespeare's 38 play canon.
So you can walk up those 38 steps, but if you are challenged by walking up steps, there are other ways that you can get up to the upper levels there. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So one of the things that was very important to us was to be able to have access with dignity, which we were not able to provide on Ray Street, and now we have it in abundance. So we have ramps to get you in the lower gallery, and we have elevators to take you up to the upper gallery if your ticket is up there. And of course, Bob's Bar. We've designed the flow so that as soon as you walk in, you're able to get your ticket at will call, turn around, there's the bar with 3 points of sale so that it doesn't get congested. And then you can move into that large lobby space, enjoy your beverage. And if you don't have a chance to finish it before the show starts, you can take it right with you into the theater. We made sure that there were cup holders on all the seats.
Tell us a little bit about the exterior of the building. It's a new building in Over the Rhine at 12th and Elm Streets. I know that your architects looked at and thought about other Shakespearean classical stages in doing this. Say a little bit about what the design of the building represents.
Sure. So within the design of the building, there's a lot of inspiration gleaned from the Swan Theatre, Royal Shakespeare Company's theatre, the National Theatre in London, Shakespeare's Globe, and the Stratford Festival, their festival theatre specifically. And all of those elements are sort of in dialogue with each other in the design. So when you're looking at the building from right across the street on the corner of Washington Park, you can actually look into what is our the Bridgeland Performance Studio, where we can do events, and that's our rehearsal space, a small performance space. And the way the building kind of comes to a point there is a direct homage to the Stratford Festival in Canada, producing their first two seasons under a tent before they finish building the building. But also that looking into the building there, that's a very important part of the design, this concept of reveal and conceal, so that you can see into that rehearsal space. There is a window where you can see into the shop space to see the designers and technicians working. The entire lobby is glass so that we can really activate that corner, and you can see that there's a lot going on there, whether it's pre-show activity, post-show cocktail, or a student matinee before a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Well, there is a lot going on at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company as it prepares for its official formal opening later this week. Big crowds, I'm sure, are mapped out for the weekend. Midsummer Night's Dream runs throughout September. You can find more information about Cincinnati Shakespeare Company and about A Midsummer Night's Dream by going to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. My guest this evening has been Brian Phillips from Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, here to tell us a bit and give us some preview of what's going to be happening. I'm sure we'll be having more conversations about all the exciting things that are coming across the season. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.